If I said Fortnite to you, would you, like me, think a couple of weeks? Something you get around the 12th. Do you know what I mean? What does the word Fortnite mean to you? There's a question. Let me speak to Wayne Denner, who knows about these things. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Frank.
Wayne Denner from waynedenner.com. Wayne, if people are downloading something called Fortnite to an Android phone, they've got a problem. Is that right?
Yes, they need to be very, very careful at the moment because the Fortnite game, according to Epic Games, is not going to be available for Android until sometime over the summer holidays. So scammers, fraudsters, criminals, they have been busy at work uploading fake versions of the game to the internet and, of course, to the Google Play Store, which is the message that I'm trying to get out to parents that if you've got a teen who plays Fortnite, who's got an Android smartphone device, make them aware that it's not available for download yet, and anything they download from the Android store could be a fake version of the app, and it could compromise their phone with malware.
Let me ask you some really simple questions here, because when it comes to tech, I know more about Opera. An Android phone, is that any phone other than an Apple phone?
Correct. Yeah, there is two main operating systems. Well, there's actually three operating systems. The two most popular operating systems at the moment for smartphones are iOS, which is Apple, and then you also have Android, which is typically on Samsung phones, some of the Google Pixel phones, and also some of the other phones, some of the sort of more lesser known smartphones. But your two typical popular phones in order for demographics of young people will always be Apple or Samsung. In particular, Samsung is a very, very popular phone with young people. Also, this also extends to tablets in the form of Android tablets. And many young people have Android tablets in the home that they use for homework, that they use to access the internet. And this precaution also should be taken on board for those particular devices as well.
Could you be done out of money after you download it, or are you simply paying money to download a fake?
You probably could. It could be both. You could be downloading. You could be downloading the device, which could or the app, which could compromise your phone, which could install some malware on your phone, which could effectively take control of your phone. Could do other things with your device. You could also find yourself that you've downloaded a version of this particular app, claiming to be the Fortnite game, and then it's trying to get you to encourage you to buy something else for access, and that could be the criminals busy at work trying to compromise some of your personal data or indeed make money off the back of that.
And what sort of game is Fortnite?
Fortnite is a very, very popular game at the moment. I mean, there's not a young person in the land hasn't heard of Fortnite. It's very, very popular. And it's a game that has gained traction over the past couple of months. It was created by Epic Games. Actually, just for your information, in the month of April, the game actually made $300 million in profit alone. It's a game that can be downloaded. It can be played on Xbox. It can be played on PlayStation. And it allows gamers to play as an individual or as part of a team. And the idea really is to stay alive while playing the game. Now, there is in-app purchases on the game where you can buy what's called V-Bucks, and these start off for $7.99. And that's another thing for parents to be aware of as well, that if you have your own credit card, your debit card assigned to the particular account, then that young person could be buying those V-Bucks and running up excessive amounts of charges on your particular credit card. And I spoke to a parent recently near where I live, and their son actually spent £300 or £400 on V-Bucks.
Yeah, yeah, and he can do that on the Apple quite legitimately with the proper app.
Absolutely, and a lot of these games actually, Frank, encourage you to set up your payment details so that you can participate in other parts of the games. You can use your V-Bucks to get access to different levels, to buy different guns, to buy different outfits, and, you know, really to create your own sort of character within the game. And that's how Epic Games is actually making their money.
And we wonder why there's a lack of success in some sports in Northern Ireland, and why kids aren't as involved as they used to be, because they're mad keen to be in front of a screen on a hot sunny day like today, Wayne.
And there's quite a few things that parents can do here. Look, we've had lovely weather in Northern Ireland. You know, one of my big things with parents, particularly in workshops that I deliver in schools, is, you know, take time offline, get your child outside, get your child playing a sport. you know, the technology's always going to be there, but as a parent, make sure you set the boundaries. Games like Fortnite can be very addictive by their nature, and children can spend excessive amounts of time actually playing these games, and hours can pass. So if you've got no boundaries in place, you've got no parental controls in place, you've got no time limits in place, it's very difficult for a parent to get a clear indication on how long their child is spending playing that particular game. So I would encourage parents over the summer holidays to be setting those boundaries, to be using their parental controls, and to be limiting the time that their children are spending, not just playing Fortnite, but using social media and the internet in general. Get outside, play a sport, get involved. All those sorts of things that we did when we were growing up are so important to the development of young people.
Sound advice, Wayne. Thank you very much. If you want to tap into Wayne's general advice, waynedenner.com. 13 minutes to 11. Don't download Fortnite for Android. It isn't available. It's a fake and you're being scammed. Right, 0289033105, 0776 106 105 105. Hello to Amanda in Armagh. I'm not going to go into an argument about whether we should talk more about the World Cup or more about Donegal's chances of winning the All-Ireland. But Amanda in Armagh, good morning to you.